Morning Man. It's a Tuesday. What do? We do a Dial-A-Doc here today. Let's head to FHN, and she's the infection preventionist, the clinical quality and professional development as well. Margie Kochmeyer's back with us again. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, yeah, it's we're in the midst of it here, flu season. Kind of tell us about the flu. Define it and give us the particulars.
Well, this is the flu we're talking about is the influenza, the seasonal viral illness that causes those symptoms of body aches and cough and fever. The annual flu shot does give us some protection for this virus, but people sometimes confuse this with the stomach flu, which is the GI symptoms, the nausea, the vomiting. The flu vaccine does not cover for GI illness. And we know that a lot of people think that the flu is not a big deal, but it can be dangerous, not just for the young and the older people, but there's also been very healthy people that have died from seasonal flu.
Tell us a little bit about this strain this year. What are you seeing?
Well, this year, you know, we watch what happens in Australia, and we have the A strain, the H3N2 and the H1N1. Australia saw H1N1, so we knew that's what we were going to see, and it's pretty well matched in our vaccine. And we'd been doing pretty good, you know, we got hit with it a little bit later. But the CDC is saying now that the strain, the A strain, they're seeing half H1N1 and half H3N2. And I've seen more people coming in with the flu, and I'm starting to wonder if it's not the H3N2 that we're seeing. So it's very unpredictable. You know, it can come early, it can last late. So I'm not sure that we have peaked yet. With the increased numbers, I have to wait to see the numbers fall off before I know that we've actually peaked.
All right. What about in terms of FHN there? Have you seen a lot of flu coming in?
In the past 2 weeks, I have. It's nothing like last year. I like to look at what happened last year compared to this year. Last year, we had seen just under 300 cases on this date. This year, we've seen just under 40. That's the difference. But I'm really seeing it pick up now. The number of flu cases has to do with the circulating strain. So we knew that when it was H1N1, we were pretty well covered. But that H3N2 has just never been well matched. So we just have to watch and see if we can get through the season and keep everybody healthy.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist and clinical quality and professional development. Of course, it's flu season now here, and we're talking the flu today. Any common denominators with the people you've seen so far with the flu?
For us, I'm seeing a lot of kids under the age of 18, and most of them, most had not been vaccinated. So a well-matched circulating strain, getting as many people vaccinated as possible, can help keep those numbers to a minimum.
All right. If you haven't had your shot yet, I have. If you haven't had your shot yet, should you get one?
Absolutely, yes. Especially because we've seen the increase in activity. It takes 2 weeks after you get the shot to get some protection. Dr. Geller says there's no worse side effects of a flu vaccine than having the illness. Last year, 180 kids in the United States died from the flu, and more than 80% of them were not vaccinated. So if you're interested in getting a flu shot, call and make an appointment at one of our providers or go to one of your local pharmacies and get vaccinated.
And, of course, don't believe that old wives' tale about getting a flu shot can give you the flu, right?
That doesn't happen. No, if you get the flu right after you've gotten the vaccine, you were already exposed.
What about, Marjorie, what about treating somebody at home for the flu? Give us some thoughts.
If you can get into your provider within the first 48 hours, they'll give you an antiviral called Tamiflu. And it doesn't cure it, but it will help reduce some of those really bad symptoms. You can treat headache and fever with Tylenol for a cough, over-the-counter cough medicines. Don't be afraid to ask the pharmacist at a local pharmacy to help you pick those out. Drink fluids so that you get hydrated. Stay home if you're sick. If you feel like you're not getting better, that cough persists or a temperature, make sure that you make an appointment to see your physician. Let him or her decide if you need to be treated. And then watch for those emergency medical symptoms, the chest pain, the severe headache, the shortness of breath. Kids that breathe rapidly or start to discolor their skin blue, those are signs you need to be seen.
I know that typically, you know, you recommend medical professionals 8 glasses of water per day, but if you have the flu and can't keep it down, you're not going to be able to do that, but at least consume some fluids, right?
That's right. Just little bits of fluid will help. A lot of times if you drink some Gatorade, that'll help you kind of maintain some of that fluid balance.
What about, of course, the danger groups, children and then seniors? Anything in common there, and any advice in terms of the danger groups?
Vaccinate your children. Anybody 6 months and older really should be vaccinated. They don't have strong immune systems. Like I said, we saw a high number of deaths last year, and a lot of it was related to kids not being vaccinated. Older people have those chronic conditions, heart, lung, kidney. It really puts them at risk. Their bodies are just so strained when they get hit from the flu. But I also see 30 and 40-year-olds with the flu. They think they're relatively healthy, so they don't get a vaccine. But what happens is on the days that they're not feeling well, they could potentially be passing that on to somebody who is very likely to get the flu, the young or the old.
And, of course, so what about being active in terms of contagion here? Staying home when you have the flu, that's important, and you don't want to make any more people sick, right?
That's true. And, you know, right now we have asked that children under the age of 18 don't visit. Just because we're seeing so much illness, we do not want those kids to come in and pick anything up when they're here. So just keep the hands washed, and vaccination is really the most important thing to do.
All right. And any other advice in terms of keeping your homes or businesses healthy?
You know, if you're sharing equipment with somebody at work, computer or phone, make sure that you're wiping those down in between so that you're not passing those germs between each other, because the flu is contagious for one day before the symptoms show.
All right. And what about if people would like more information, Margie, in terms of the flu? How can they get that information?
We have up-to-date information on the FHN.org site, so please visit us and learn some more about flu.
All right. Great to talk to you. You're in the midst of flu season, and let's talk again soon, all right? Great information.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Margie Kochmeyer here today. She's the infection preventionist and the clinical quality and professional development at FHN here today. And the preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.